Everybody, welcome to the Job Shit Show. Different kind of format this week. I'm going to be sharing a case study or a very brief case study on what I've been working on and thinking about how to do AI in new ways. I'm Josh Levine, author, educator, and advocate for a better work future. I help leaders create big change that sticks. I've actually spent the last 20 years paying attention to how work works, technology, culture, incentives, and the stories we tell ourselves. This is the audio version of my Substack, which you should go and subscribe to, where I work out in real time how AI is changing how we look for and do work, and maybe eventually what to do about it. This is the Job Shit Show. So I'm working on a presentation and all about how AI can be used in business in new ways, not just to speed up the old ways, which is really what is most people are doing, is they're just applying it in the traditional way, which is really the problem. That's why we're not seeing the kind of ROI on AI that we want. It's really a limited ceiling. So I wanted to share one of the case studies. So I'm looking to, for examples in science where they experiment with AI and use it in really interesting ways and apply it, and then we can look to apply it to business. However they use it. So here's one example, which is Google's DeepMind. They created a weather model, and it ended up beating the traditional weather predictions by 90%, 9 out of 10 times. And the old way used to be tell a supercomputer all the ways in which weather behaves, right? All the little things, and then just keep it running, trying to guess and predict. But what AI did and what the Google DeepMind did was they essentially said, here is how weather presents itself, and look at, all these days together and learn for yourself what's happening. Learn, they've asked AI to learn what it's doing. And that is how they essentially taught EA to predict it, right? So what this is essentially telling us is give it the outcome that you're looking for and let it kind of work backwards. This is a really interesting way of using AI. And what I found, I did some research and found that Kaiser Permanente Healthcare in Northern California were using the same kind of thinking to create a new system. Let's see what it's called. I forget. Advanced Alert Monitor. Okay, so what's happening is that they actually have all the data from all of the patients in a particular unit running at any one time. And I think it's all synced up across all the hospitals. And AI is actually what AI is doing is looking for this for the little signals that mean that patient might be crashing, which is not good, right? So when you send your nurses and doctors to make sure that they don't die, right? So before it used to be it was kind of too late. It was like you would get like a signal from one of the rooms that the heart rate was going or some other signal, and it was too late. So this is almost predicting it. So in this case, it's really interesting because what they're doing is they're saying, hey, we want AI to learn all of the different signals and predict what's going to happen. And these two things, this is a really interesting use case, right? So this is a new way of using AI, and that's what I want more businesses to do. That's what I want to help more businesses do, is think about all the ways that we can build on the strengths of AI, not just to do the old things faster or in automated loops, but to do new things. So here's the rule for this one, which is give AI the destination, right? The goal. What is it looking for? And allow it to learn for itself. AI is really good at crunching data and making connections. So, what in your business do you have lots of data for? And what can you essentially say? This is the outcome we're looking for. Use all of this data to help us predict how we might get there or when we arrive. That's the quick hit for this week, and I'm very excited to continue to work on all of these kind of ideas. I have a bunch more case studies coming, and follow along. I'm excited for you to be along. The Job Shit Show is brought to you by me and my company, Great Mondays, a change consultancy helping leaders of private companies elevate how their teams operate in an AI-driven world. If you enjoy the Job Shit Show, please follow and subscribe, write a review, and even forward it to someone that you know. I really appreciate all the support, and it's a lot. It really helps when you send it along to your friends. I'll see you next week. The Job Shit Show.